It's Wednesday, September 25th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a July phone call, President Donald Trump repeatedly pressured the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son, urging him about 8 times to work with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, on a probe that could hamper Trump's potential 2020 opponent, reports the Wall Street Journal. After reports surfaced in the New York Times and the New Yorker, Trump and Giuliani believe that an investigation into Vice President Joe Biden is warranted since his younger son, Hunter Biden, was earning $50,000 per month from a Ukrainian gas company at the same time that Biden was vice president, reports CNNnews.com. Biden called for Trump to release a transcript of that July phone call. Shortly before heading into a lunch with the United Nations Secretary General yesterday, MSN reports that Trump said he would release that transcript. Speaking on the Biden story, David Muir of ABC News said this.
Out of our ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president.
One cable news guest made this claim.
We have Joe Biden as vice president having intervened to sort of force the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor who happened to have an open case looking into a company, a Ukrainian gas company that was employing Joe Biden's son.
CNN chief national correspondent John King explained that Hunter Biden's $50,000 per month paycheck was fair game.
Hunter Biden worked for a natural gas company in Ukraine, which is totally fair game. Did the vice president's son use his dad's influence to make money somewhere in the world? That's totally fair game.
And ABC's George Stephanopoulos asked this question.
But was it right for Hunter Biden to take a job like that in Ukraine while his father was engaged in diplomacy there?
After resisting fellow Democrats' calls to impeach Donald Trump from the moment Nancy Pelosi became House Speaker in early January, she changed course yesterday, reports the Straits Times. After 187 House Democrats, more than three-quarters of the 235-member caucus, now support some type of impeachment action in light of President Donald Trump's burgeoning Ukraine scandal, Pelosi pulled the trigger on an impeachment inquiry, reports NBC News.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She explained what motivated her.
Calling upon a foreign power to intervene in his election. This is a breach of his constitutional responsibilities.
In reaction to the news of Pelosi's impeachment inquiry, President Trump said this.
It's a witch hunt. I'm leading in the polls. They have no idea how they stop me. The only way they can try is through impeachment. It's nonsense. And when you see the call, when you see the readout of the call, you'll understand. That call was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer. And even the Ukrainian government put out a statement that that was a perfect call. There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. But there was pressure put on with respect to Joe Biden. What Joe Biden did for his son.
When President Trump was asked why he held up $400 million worth of foreign aid to Ukraine before his call to the Ukrainian president in which he raised the Biden conflict of interest question, Trump explained that he wanted other European countries to carry the load as well.
What I want, and I insist on it, is that Europe has to put up money for Ukraine also. Why is it only the United States putting up the money? Then people called me, they said, oh, let it go, and I let it go. But we paid the money. The money was paid. But very importantly, Germany, France, other countries should put up money.
As the Congress considers the impeachment of President Trump, pray that all of them, Republicans and Democrats alike, would be given heavenly discernment. 1 Kings 3:9 records the prayer of King Solomon. Give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. And finally, the United Nations Climate Action Summit on Monday was all the rage with the left. They even featured a Swedish 16-year-old climate change activist named Greta Thunberg, who expressed her indignant rage with the political leaders. Listen.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? You are failing us.
John Nolte, editor-at-large for Breitbart.com, wrote that for 50 years, climate alarmists have not even gotten one prediction correct, but they do have a perfect record of getting 41 predictions wrong. In 1970, they predicted an ice age by 2000. In 1989, they predicted that rising sea levels would obliterate nations if nothing was done by 2000. And in 2008, climate genius Al Gore predicted an ice-free Arctic by 2013. The environmentalists hoped to convince presidents, prime ministers, and corporate executives to wean the global economy from fossil fuels to avoid the alleged worst effects of global warming. Sadly, the climate alarmists have lost sight of the big picture. They need to be reminded that our Creator is the one to be worshipped, not His creation. Psalm 147, verses 5 through 9 says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills." Greta Thunberg began her climate activism last year when she began a school strike on her own, standing outside the Swedish parliament with different placards. What's intriguing is how she was quickly taken under the wing of a well-known German climate activist by the name Luisa Marie Neubauer, who became her own personal coach. Neubauer, who has been captured on numerous images and videos together with Greta, belongs to the One Foundation. It has several well-known wealthy financiers, including Bono, as well as Bill and Melissa Gates, and the most disturbing connection that brought Greta Thunberg to New York City to talk about climate activism is multi-billionaire oligarch George Soros and the father of the global radical and leftist network Open Society. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 25th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.